Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
The Splash is brought to you by Rooter Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger.
Item number one, the NCAA tournament is over. We have a new champion in college basketball. That champion is Virginia and a story of atonement. A team is a number one seed that bowed out to a 16 seed last year, comes back, makes good, goes the distance this year.
It's a good story. I'm not totally buying this complete and total redemption. Yes, they did win it a year later, but they're still the answer to a trivia question until somebody else does that.
Yeah.
It's a great win. And what people thought was going to be an unwatchable final game, and the level of excitement for that game between the two teams, the style of play, the late start time, especially for East Coast fans, there was a lot of reasons not to watch this game. It was one of the best final games of the NCAA tournament we've seen in the last decade. One of the best.
I'm going to be really curious about the TV ratings for this, because like you, I started watching this game with very low expectations.
And the way it started, you're like, oh, this is gross.
It was gross. It was absolutely gross. It was exactly what we feared. One of the teams couldn't buy a basket. And then it turned into a good game and a very fun game. Even without star power, it turned into a very fun, interesting game. And so I think what happened, Vinny, I think people that either gave it a chance or joined late ended up sticking with it. But I wonder how many people just didn't even give it a chance because there was no pull. That's why I can't wait to see the real ratings on this.
There's some star power. I mean, there's two lottery picks total in this game.
I didn't see any star power in last night's game. I think there's a difference. Unfortunately, there's a difference now in college basketball between lottery picks and star power. I don't think one is necessarily the other.
You don't
anymore.
Think DeAndre Hunter or Kyle Guy played like a star last night?
I think Kyle Guy was really good. I don't think Kyle Guy has star power. I don't think DeAndre Hunter. I don't think Culver. I don't think any of those guys have star power. It's me.
Okay.
All right. Item number two in college basketball. Brace yourself, Sun Devils fans. Will St. John steal away Bobby Hurley?
There's so many thoughts on this. St. John's? Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's in New York. I know he's from New Jersey. Is that a better program? Is that a better situation? A better job right now than ASU? I know the Pac-12 is down.
Better history.
It's not going to be down forever.
Much better fan base. I mean, look, that team is so good. Gambo's still following them.
Much better fan base? Really?
Are you going to argue with everything I say today?
Are you going to argue with everything I say today?
You think St. John's fan base than ASU? Do you hear what Doug Fron said this morning?
They're like 19th on the pecking order of sports in New York City. Honestly. Syracuse claims itself to be New York's college basketball team.
Okay.
St. John's is a footnote right now.
I get all that, but if you put St. John's fan base against ASU's...
Yeah, they're in New York.
You're telling me they're comparable?
Bobby Hurley's been very instrumental in building the fan base in Tempe.
Doug Franz told a story this... Oh, really? Doug Franz told a story this morning. We already know that Bobby Hurley was upset near the end of the season with the lackluster crowds. He told a story that he firmly believes, even though Bobby Hurley never told him, that there were 20 people that went on the road with ASU for their tournament game in Oklahoma City. 20 people who are not on the ASU payroll. And Bobby Hurley looks at that and goes, what exactly am I building here? Now, Bobby didn't say that. That was Doug retelling that story. So I think if you're going to match up fan bases, cultures, regions, this is a litmus test for ASU athletics is what this is. If this is going to become, if everything at ASU is rising, the rising tide, then Bobby Hurley won't leave for this job. I agree with you. That's why this is an important story for ASU, in my opinion.
Very important story.
Item number three, Kyler Murray coming to Arizona tonight.
He's not. Well, I just wanted to keep up the theme.
Right.
He's not coming here.
Kyler Murray coming to Arizona tonight, and this is where it gets interesting. What is he coming for? There's a lot of speculation. He's bringing his agent so they can work out contract verbiage so the Cardinals have some assurances that Kyler Murray won't bail and play baseball. Fascinating topic.
It's all speculation. doesn't necessarily mean that, but could it? Sure. And we've seen teams negotiate with the top overall pick before, but there's other things. If Kyler Murray is indeed the number one pick, yeah, you got to negotiate some other clauses and other parameters in that contract before you go down that road.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is pretty interesting.
Because you wonder, what else exactly are they trying to accomplish? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. He may already be in town. Who knows?
Yeah, you might already...
Schefter is saying... in Arizona today, so who knows what that means, brought his agent, Eric Burkhart, who is also Cliff Kingsbury's agent.
That's convenient.
It must mean that. Yeah.
No, and it's funny because I thought, okay, is this the first big reveal that Kyler Murray is their guy? Wolf doesn't see it that way. He's kind of like, either way, the Cardinals need this piece of information going forward. Prove to us contractually that you are not going to leave after 2 years. Otherwise, we are not spending a number one pick on you. And I don't know what you can do legally or through the CBA, but that's a fascinating element to come into the story to me.
I mean, they do have 4.5 million reasons to believe that he's in for the long haul.
Yeah.
In football.
Yeah.
Is that enough? I don't know. Baseball will always be an option for him. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I got some thoughts on that. I'll share those with you coming up. All right. The Diamondbacks back in action tonight. The Texas Rangers in town. Midweek, Texas Rangers. That'll draw a crowd.
Yeah, midweek interleague play. Yay. Can we expand by two more teams, please? Major League Baseball. Can we do that?
Can we,
please?
Right.
They're going to play as many teams against the American League as they did the National League pretty much in their first couple of weeks.
That's right. Think about that. And then they got the Padres after that. Ugh. This will be the low watermark for weekly attendance of the season.
Well, you still have the newness of the 2019 year, though.
I hope so.
Manny Machado.
Yeah. Watch out, D-backs.
Elvis Andrus.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Costello.
Elvis Peacock.
Elvis Gerbach.
Elvis Gerbach.
Mrs. Peacock. Colonel Mustard.
All right, finally, we're...
Scarlett.
Oh, yeah. The Phoenix Suns ending up their basketball season this evening. And what a season it was.
Game 82 tonight in Dallas.
Yeah.
They played last year. Their last game was on the road at Dallas. It will go down in Suns infamy as the game that Alec Peters scored 36 points and the Suns win.
That's right.
There's going to be a lot of players in street clothes tonight for both teams. But it could be Dirk Nowitzki's last game in the NBA.
That's
so
true.
There's going to be a lot of ceremony there tonight.
There's going to be some pomp.
I'm not saying it.
And some circumstance tonight.
I'd like some pomp with a side order of circumstance, please.
All right. There you go. Those are items we're getting into today. Busy, jam-packed show as usual.